بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we have been discussing the noble character and sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yesterday we discussed the characteristic of ikhlas, sincerity. Today the quality that is discussed is that of sidq, truthfulness, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person can never have kamil, perfect iman until and unless he persistently prefers to speak the truth. Similarly, his iman is deficient unless he abstains from speaking lies, even when in jest or when arguing with somebody. So from this hadith we can understand the importance of a person speaking the truth, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, a person's iman, his faith is deficient until and unless he does not speak the truth. And thereafter Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi explains that when it comes to sidq and truthfulness, then there are three levels, three degrees of sidq. One is what is alluded to in this hadith, what we commonly understand and know as truthfulness of the tongue, that a person speaks the truth, he fulfills his promises. When he makes an agreement, he fulfills that agreement. Whatever he says conforms to the truth. He doesn't lie to others. He doesn't cheat and deceive by means of the tongue. And a person's iman will never be complete and perfect until and unless this sidq, truthfulness of the tongue, is not in his life. And then the second degree, the second level of sidq, of truthfulness, is what is known as sidq qalbi, that a person has truthfulness of the heart. What does this mean? So quite simply, it means that together with a person speaking the truth, he then brings this truth into his heart as well. Commonly we hear about the munafiqeen of Medina Munawwara, the hypocrites. And these were people who had the truthfulness of the tongue. They would make statements that were correct. They would recite the kalima, the shahada. Outwardly, they would praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would speak highly of Islam and the Muslims. So as far as the truthfulness of the tongue was concerned, this was found in their lives. But when it came to the belief that they had in their heart, then this was something different altogether. So the second degree or level of truthfulness, that a person brings the belief of what he says into his heart. A person says that Allah is my provider, but his actions or the belief in his heart is something different. A person understands that Allah governs all aspects of my life, or he says this, that Allah governs all aspects of my life, and Allah makes the laws in this world, and I have to fulfill and obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now for a person to truly bring this belief into his heart, that he truly understands and accepts whatever he says, this is the second degree, the second level of truthfulness. And thereafter, the third degree or the third level, which is the most difficult to acquire, is what is known as sidq or truthfulness as far as a person's resolve is concerned. That a person makes this determination or resolve that I will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is true to himself in this regard. A person should not be what we call a fair weather Muslim, that when conditions are conducive, it's times of prosperity, the environment is conducive, perhaps it's the month of Ramadan, or a person is in some pious company, then he obeys the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the moment the situation is no longer conducive, it's out of the month of Ramadan, a person is now with his friends or with his colleagues, and the environment is not such that it is easy to obey Allah, then you find that his resolve also decreases. A person is no longer true to himself, and now he does not fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the highest level of sidq, of truthfulness, that a person is true in his resolve to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that the reward for sidq, for truthfulness, is not just in the hereafter, that as we explained, the person will be, his iman is kamil and complete, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I guarantee that person who abstains from lies, he is truthful in what he says, so I guarantee him a house in the middle of paradise. In other words, prime real estate in Jannah is guaranteed for this person. But not only in the hereafter, in this world also, Hassan radiallahu anhu narrates that when I was a young boy, I learned this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says that abstain from that which is doubtful and opt for that which does not have any doubt in it. And thereafter he says that truth and sidq will give a person peace of mind and contentment of the heart. That in this world also, a person who speaks the truth and he abstains from lies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him peace of mind and contentment. The person will not be worried and concerned. On the other hand, that person who will speak lies, then we find he is constantly concerned, worried, that I told one lie to somebody, I said something else to another person, and it should not be that this lie comes and catches me, and I am found out, and now both these people come and question me, and I don't know what to say. So a person who speaks the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him peace of mind and contentment of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sidq and truthfulness. Together with this, respected brothers and elders, as we enter the middle 10 days of the month of Ramadan, we are reminded of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irhamu man fil ard yarhamkum man fil sama. These 10 days are a chance for us to draw from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are all aware of the destruction, the havoc that has been caused in the past few days. Many people displaced from their homes. Many people suffered great losses as far as wealth is concerned, possessions are concerned. So Allah is in His infinite wisdom gives us different opportunities and chances to secure His mercy. This hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that you have mercy on those who are in this world, and that being who is in the sky, Allah will have mercy upon you. So Allah has given us this opportunity. Those who have been saved, those who have not been affected, then let us dig deep into our pockets, whether it be physical assistance, financial assistance, wherever we can help, try and assist somebody, even if it means just a kind word to somebody who has gone through some loss or someone who has suffered in the last few days. This will be a means, inshallah, of us securing the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.